scheming, killing, dying, stealing.
Hi, I'm Christina Tobin. I'm the founder of the Free and Equal Elections Foundation, and we're here in Denver, Colorado tonight. I want to introduce you with the Soul Pros. We got Michael Word here. Welcome tonight.
Peace. How you doing, Christina?
Lovely to have all you guys. Go ahead.
What's up, y'all? I'm Pablo Key from the Soul Pros.
And DJ and producer, DJ AL from the Soul Pros.
MCAD, the Freedom Movement, Wandering Monks, but live and direct with the Soul Pros tonight. That's how we do it.
Welcome. I heard a lot about you guys too. So thanks for coming tonight. Just right to the point, you guys are confirmed to perform at the 2014 Colorado Open Governor Debate, which is the only one. There's been like a dozen, only two parties, you know, D's and R's have been invited to, but this one we have three candidates, Libertarian, Green, and Independent. Want to get you guys a feeling as to why you're going to be a part of this. You're going to be a part of debate moderated by hip-hop legend Professor Griff of Public Enemy. So fill me in on you guys, why you're going to be there.
Well, first off, the homegirl Jill, Dr. Jill Stein, that's my homegirl. She linked us up. So, you know, it's all about relationships, really, when it comes down to it. But also, politics does affect everybody, whether you want to be involved in them or not. So we got songs that address public issues, you know, public-private issues, you know, or private issues that affect the public. So, you know, we in the mix. We a soundtrack to the movement of people liberating themselves and practicing justice, you know, not one without the other. So, yeah.
Yeah, I think, you know, a big part of why we're interested in being involved in something like this is because really, if you want to create some kind of change, no matter what, within politics, within music, it has to do with starting at the local level. And, you know, we got my man Mike Word here that aside from the music thing, we got a greenhouse that we're building over here in Park Hill, the Eastside Growers Collective, next weekend, to produce food year round, a geodesic dome. And so it's more than just words too. It's about action. It's about what you're going to do in terms of your local community, your local neighborhoods. And I think in terms of the electoral issue, we really need to open up this thing beyond the two-party system, beyond this corporatized two-party system that really isn't serving the needs of the people. It's not really speaking to the needs of the majority of people that are struggling, and it's really not speaking the needs in terms of the environmental issues, the local issues that people are faced with in terms of clean air to breathe, good food to eat, and, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
Word, I'm in agreement of that. I don't know, I'm gonna drop y'all some hip hop stuff, and what about, can we cuss or no? Are we trying to keep it? Okay, I'm just gonna, since we can't cuss, I was gonna bust out some funky, dope, stupid-ish real quick, but I just be in agreement and just say that it's more than music, you know, and you can't separate music from the man, and you know, that's what we do. Basically, we make music that's more than music. We reflect the people, and we have a message, and that's what we stand for.
For KRS tonight, right?
Yeah, we're here doing some cool stuff. Anyway, I won't cuss.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, continuing on what my family here said, and we are the children of the 80s of the original hip-hop movement, and I think that brings it up to family first. And when you're speaking on Professor Griff, you know, as I consider, these are my elders growing up, and so family is the foundation of government. You know, the woman plants the seed for the home and creates the family, and that's where government comes from. And so getting these concepts back to the home, and that we are at the top of the pyramid, and flipping the pyramids and these paradigms that they've tried to confuse with the people, and bring, that was the original essence of hip-hop, bringing the people out, getting these families together. And so we are that, whether it's breaking bread together, learning how to plant the seed and harvest the seed with our children. You know, we're family people ourselves, and teaching our children how to plant corn, carrots, squash, all these things that in my experience are hip hop as well. And so bringing that into politics, where these people are supposed to be the voice of the family, and getting, we can see the dichotomy that's developed with that and how far it's strayed. I mean, two sides of the same coin. These people really represent one philosophy, and that's been the 1%. Big interest, big money, selfishness, and ego. And we know that's not really the vibe of the people, and so we're bringing it back to the essence of the people, as all of our elders have been doing since time one. And so this is just a continuation of that. We're following the footsteps of those that laid the path before us and adding our new flair to it, music being one element of that. But it, as Pablo said, it's how you live your life, the actions you have as well. And we're trying to lead by example, not just in the music, but in our daily lives, whether it's starting earthships, rebuilding the topsoil through permaculture, or getting your mind straight with your community and your family and friends. And so that is what the freedom movement has always been about and continues to be about. And I think we're just extending that through these modern day politics, and getting past this two-party system is one small step, but it's one of the most important steps. And Jill Stein and a lot of these pioneers that are putting themselves out there to be the change in this world, we just put our hats off to them and try to do our part to support and uplift our community.
Well, I thank you so much, guys, for coming here tonight. Again, this is really going to be inspiring, a kickoff in creating really an alternative platform for music that hasn't been watered down. And Soul Pros, there's a lot of energy here in Denver in the U.S. that brought me your way, and hopefully vice versa, be a part of this platform. On Wednesday night at 7 p.m., the 2014 Colorado Open Governor's Debate, thank you very much for joining us today, and we hope to really inspire a movement. Of a wise man once said, if you ever want to bring about a revolutionary, and I like to say evolutionary, change, you'll need two things: the youth and the music. So thanks, Soul Pros for leading the way. I hope you guys get to get closer with Professor Griff, and I'm happy to connect you and help in any way I can to build your message. And thank you for having me here tonight as well.
Thank you.
Peace. Thank you.